Kellogg's faces left-wing boycott in solidarity with cereal workers on strike. By Joel B. Polak on October 7, 2021. Left-wing groups are calling for a consumer boycott of Kellogg's cereals in solidarity with 1,400 workers who have gone on strike to protest what they say are grueling working conditions and threats by management to move their jobs to Mexico. The Associated Press reported Tuesday. The union and the Battle Creek-based company have been at an impasse at the bargaining table for more than a year, said Daniel Osborne, president of the local union in Omaha. The dispute involves an assortment of pay and benefit issues such as the loss of premium health care, holiday and vacation pay, and reduced retirement benefits. The company continues to threaten to send additional jobs to Mexico if workers do not accept outrageous proposals that take away protections that workers have had for decades, said Anthony Shelton, president of the Bakery, Confectionery, Tobacco Workers, and Grain Millers International Union. The plants have all continued to operate throughout the coronavirus pandemic, but Osborne said that for much of that time workers were putting in 12-hour shifts, 7 days a week to keep up production while so many people were out because of the virus. The level we were working at is unsustainable, Osborne said. Left-wing organizations are calling for a solidarity boycott of Kellogg's and all of its products, which go far beyond breakfast cereal. The other 98%, a major left-wing Facebook group, posted a list of brands Thursday for people to avoid. In 2016, Kellogg's became the highest-profile company to join in an advertising boycott orchestrated by the left against Breitbart News. In response, Breitbart called on readers to join a counter-boycott, which received significant media attention. The Kellogg's strike is one of several strikes that have emerged in the food services industry in the past several months. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.